October 21st, 2008. Time to cut back on policy advisors. Ma should pull back before it is too late. Stop flirting with authoritarianism and abolish the positions of senior and national policy advisors that were created by an authoritarian regime 60 years ago. Senior advisors and national policy advisors to the president are products of past authoritarian rule, a way for a despotic leadership to create a class of nobility. When the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, government withdrew to Taiwan, it meant that all party and government leaders gathered here. The government's efforts to recover the mainland relied heavily on them, which made it necessary to create these positions. Taiwan no longer hopes to recover the Chinese mainland, and, in addition, is now a democracy. It is only natural to abolish this remnant of the authoritarian era. Although the KMT used the system of senior and national policy advisors, it limited the appointments to those who had served as president of the cabinet, the legislature, the control yuan, the examination yuan, or the judicial yuan. Only those who had served as vice presidents of one of the five yuan, minister without portfolio, could serve as a national policy advisor. By 2000, Taiwan had democratized, and when the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, came to power for the first time in that year, it lacked any former yuan presidents or vice presidents and ministers. The party mainly appointed hired hands, financial supporters, and grassroots political leaders to these positions, in practice using the state apparatus to further its own interests. The same phenomenon occurred with the presidential office's award of medals of honor, as many recipients included the same people. Since the DPP lacked members who had served as yuan president or ministers, it should have used this as an opportunity to abolish the system, but instead, it perpetuated the KMT's authoritarian system by appointing unqualified supporters as advisors, thus turning the positions into a resource for reward sharing. In addition, the posts existed in form only, and advisors had nothing to advise on, simply wasting substantial government resources. In the past, the main function of these advisors was to serve as chairman or members on some senior politician's funeral committee and standing in the front row to show off their titles at public funeral ceremonies. Fortunately, former President Chen Shui-bian realized that there was no value in having these advisors, And so he made the wise decision to stop appointing senior and national policy advisors in June 2006. This not only saved national budget resources, but also ended a relic of past authoritarian rule. This may have been a case of delayed justice, but it was highly praised by the general public. There have been reports that President Ma Ying-jeou is planning to resume the appointment of senior and national policy advisors, and the presidential office has allocated 90 million new Taiwanese dollars or 2.7 million US dollars to this purpose for next year. It is disappointing to see that the presidential office is busy doling out spoils, and it shows that Ma stacks up badly compared to Chen in this regard. It would be progress if Ma fully abolished the system Chen stopped using, but if he instead reinstates the system, he will be returning back the clock, and this will become part of his legacy. Ma's only political achievements after 5 months in power are to have proposed construction projects and appointing members to the control Yuan and Examination Yuan to reward supporters. Now, he is wasting public funds by turning the presidential office into a retirement home for advisors. If he doesn't understand that he must review his inability to start dealing with national policy, save the economy, alleviate the suffering of the poor, relieve disaster victims, prevent disaster from happening, and try to understand why his approval ratings stand at 23%, even lower than Chen after 8 years of rule tainted by money laundering accusations, and instead do what is right, he will be cast off. An outstanding leader must put party and personal interests aside. He or she must have great vision, wisdom, and the ability to rule. Approval ratings will shoot up if he or she runs the nation in accordance with the law and the system, and there is no need to make any ridiculous appointment outside the system. Ma should pull back before it is too late. Stop flirting with authoritarianism and abolish the positions of senior and national policy advisors that were created by an authoritarian regime 60 years ago. Otherwise, this self-proclaimed thrifty president who likes to eat lunchbox food and only spend 870,000 new Taiwanese dollars on decorating the presidential residence is simply acting. Legislators with a conscience from both the pen blue and the pen green camps should refuse to review the proposed budget for appointing advisors, and should abolish the authoritarian design stipulated by in the organic law of the presidential office, 总统府组织法, immediately, in order to meet democratic standards. There is no room for political compensation in a democracy.